Good morning or good afternoon, depending where you're listening in the world. I am Carrie O'Connor, and this is the Carrie O'Connor Show. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I offer you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you could ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to be specific. And the number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819 is the phone number to call after our first break. We take four breaks, and the first break we talk about a tip or tool a day, or talk about something that's going on that I'm guided to speak about, and then we open up the phone lines for the last 45 minutes. And so this is a live show. This is an after Christmas live show, and I was reading Eckhart Tolle has a book out, The New Earth, and if you haven't heard of him, I highly recommend you to read any of his stuff. And it was really interesting because I was having a conversation with a friend of mine who was raised in a very large Irish Catholic family, and she we were having a discussion about suffering, and that her problem that she had in her perception is that she felt that to be a good person that you had to have some suffering in life, and that the suffering gets you closer to heaven. And so we're just having this discussion on suffering. And so I opened up Eckhart Tolle's Oneness with All Life. It's an addition to the book of his New Earth book. And I just felt it was appropriate for everyone to hear this time of year. Humanity is destined to go beyond suffering, but not in the way that the ego thinks. One of the ego's many erroneous assumptions, one of its many deluded thoughts is, I should not have to suffer. That thought within itself is the root of all suffering. Suffering has a noble purpose, the evolution of consciousness, the awakening, and the burning up of the ego. The man on the cross is an archetypal image. He is every man and woman. As long as you resist suffering, it is a slow process because the resistance creates more ego to burn up. If you accept suffering, however, there is an acceleration of that process, which is brought about by the fact that you suffer consciously. You can accept suffering for yourself. You can accept it for somebody else, such as your child or your parent. But in the midst of conscious suffering, there is already transmutation. The fire of the suffering becomes the light of consciousness. The ego says, I should not have to suffer. And that thought makes you suffer so much more. It is a distortion of the truth, which is always paradoxical. The truth is that you need to say yes to suffering before you can transcend it. And so what that means in a nutshell is that we all come down here with karma and karma patterns, generational patterns, and so, but we're so resistant that to the, using even the word suffering, and so many times, even with myself, when I heard the word suffering, I'd have my back go up, or it would be my ego would go up, and thinking that we are all inherent beings. We are all parts of Source. We're all created in the image of Source, and where does suffering have to do with a part of being godlike? Godlike and suffering doesn't seem to go in the same paragraph or the same sentence. But then when you start looking at it in a broader aspect, in what I call the universal eyes, which is much more outside of the ego eyes, then you understand that it's a part of what I always call the process and the practice that we have here on Earth to reach mastery, that there is a process, that it is a practice. And what is the process and practice of? It's meeting our shadow, meeting our wounded part, meeting our stories, because most of our stories have a tinge of suffering with it, and that suffering creates the ego food, and the ego wants us to stay in that total gerbil ride of keeping on going around and around of lack, suffering, and when you face it head-on, when you face your ego head-on, when you face the wounded head-on, it does give what I call the gap in between the notes, the space in between the notes to bring the light, to bring divinity, to bring our true essence into the scenario, into the situation. And then when we see that light, it illuminates the whole situation or the scenario. And then we can start, it literally starts changing the energy pattern. And so that literally starts transcending the suffering and makes it vibrate. And starts attuning things. It's just like tuning forks. When we start to, when there's something dense and you go in there with the tuning fork, the energy vibration starts changing. So when we change our attitude or what our ego wants us to think about as far as suffering would be part of separation, but when, again, we look on it head on, I thought it was perfect, very synchronistic thing that I happened to come along, and I opened the book, I just happened to get it, and I flip through books a lot, and then I open up to see what I need to hear today. And so I thought it was a good theme as far as this year, this as we end this year is closing up. We're entering the year of 2010, and 2010 is about new beginnings, about really having to stand in our mastery, to see this year of 2009 was all about closings, endings, endings of a cycle. A lot of people ended jobs. A lot of people ended up relationships. A lot of people had to look at their self and where they were suffering as far as not stepping totally into their divinity and where they were accepting less for themselves. And so as we make ourselves, our place into mastery, as we step into those shoes of being the master, being the angel, having the human experience, we will have experiences that does not seem very angel-like, does not seem very master-like, but when we understand that it's part of the process, and that it is a process, and it is a practice, and that we can fall down, and we won't feel very angel-like, but the more we dust ourselves off and understand this is a part of the process, then and there lies the light. It's like a huge light bulb, and as soon as we step back, that light goes in, that light is our divinity, and it literally, again, starts changing the energy pattern. It's like, imagine a dense cement block, and then all of a sudden light goes in there, and that block is part of our energy field, and then all of a sudden, by merely putting our attention and intention into it, all of a sudden that cement block starts to look like it's starting to melt, and then you start putting more attention onto it, and then it melts even deeper. Then you see the root cause into it, and then you go to the issue of the problem, and then you're able to take that root cause and pull it out by the roots, meaning that you are not part of your story. You're not part of your his or her story, and then that goes into allowing your energy to go back into alignment, which is much more like the godlike. And so as we, again, end this year of endings, this year is, again, it was the emphasis that was endings, endings of cycles, and it's not the endings. So many people are resistant to endings, consciously or unconsciously. They're so afraid of of what's the new beginnings, and they're afraid of loss, and they're afraid of what that new beginnings would mean. We want automatic guarantees that if we get in, lose a job or go after a different job, or our desires, our heart wants to go to a different job, we want to make sure we have guarantees of success. Or if we go to another relationship, we want to have guarantee that their new relationship is going to be in that's going to be bigger and better. The more we hold the posture of master, the more we keep on working on ourselves and continuing to work on ourselves, we never get to that place where we sit on our throne. But that's the paradox, because we already are on our throne, but it's making these pathways and roadways to keep on processing ourselves, practicing what we preach. And then we realize, and we have those moments of that oneness, moments of connection with our angel self, our God self, our essence, which makes the rest of it a lot easier. And then we feel enlightened. We have those moments of awareness that feels it's bliss beyond physical words. So let this year be, that this week at least, be where you review places in your life, in your personal life, in your home and family circle, in your job, career, and money circle, where you have loose ends, where you have things that are not tied off. Spend time this week where you can tie off loose ends to be able to bring in this year of new beginnings, bring in this year that has a lot of inclusiveness as far as the whole theme is seeing ourselves as one earth, one family, part of a universe with a unified field, all connected, and that means each and every single one of us are connected. And so the more we don't see ourselves as separate, the more we won't have separation in our life, which goes down to that veil that separates us from our guides, angels, and higher self essence. So the more we're able to consciously work on that, the more we end suffering as we see it, and we start accepting our divinity, and that's each and every single one of our birthrights. So what you resist persists. So really go as a master, go into those corners and look again at loose ends. And as you do that, you can see how much it sets you free. The truth always sets you free. And so the more that you look into it, again, you'll feel lighter and lighter and lighter, because you won't be energetically having all these loose tubes going off of you that drains your energy consciously or unconsciously. So again, be the brave one to look into those corners, process your shadow, process the wounded child, process the ego, take the steps in between the notes, listen to the pauses, and really let that light and lightened energy come through you and be the conduit of change, and you will absolutely notice the change within your micro world, your macro world, the people around you, and that energy literally radiates out to the universe because we all are connected. We all are in here together to raise the vibration of the planet to that next step. And so this doesn't take one person. It takes all of us. Everyone does count. And so every time you decide to go to love instead of ego, every time you decide to pulse out that energy of oneness versus separation, the more you help all of us get to that place of mastery. And so may that be your concentration this week. May that be your wish, my wish for all of you as I continue to work on that path myself. And we're going to our first break, and we will be coming back with open phone lines. You're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hi, I'm Teresa Gertz, and I was a winner of Dr. Pat's Makeover 2009. While a part of me set aside expectations of winning, another part of me started to act as if I'd already won by taking steps on my own in the areas of my life that I wanted to change. This was the most important piece for me. I continue to benefit from the makeover, and I'm oh so grateful to be back on track and paying it forward to my community. Visit drpatsmakeover.com for information and entry form. That's drpatsmakeover.com.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you ever wanted more for yourself or your family? Are you prepared to take your life to the next level? Have you ever had that feeling or heard that little voice telling you that you can be so much more? Let Empowerment Psychic Linda Dickinson help you to embrace your own power. Visit Linda at InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096 for your private session and start living your life to the max. Be sure to listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show and call in to connect with your guides. New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com.
Did you know Greek God's yogurt is a much better source of calcium than milk is? One cup of yogurt contains 450 milligrams of calcium versus only 300 milligrams for the same amount of milk. Not only that, but the probiotic bacteria present in yogurt provides an ideal environment for calcium. Eat 3 servings of yogurt a day to help build and retain strong bones. For more information, visit GreekGodsYogurt.com and AnnaLuke.com.
A sacred moment is a unique funeral service offering distinctive choices for honoring and celebrating the life of a loved one. Whether you want to create an intimate home funeral vigil, an environmentally friendly burial, or a personalized tribute by planning a life celebration service with the support of a celebrant, a sacred moment can guide you in creating an experience that will truly reflect a life well lived. Call a sacred moment at 206-529-3803 and visit asacredmoment.com.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and our lines are open. I just want to do a quick reminder before we go to those lines. I do have a free teleclass this coming up, not this Tuesday, but January the 12th on 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Telephone, you could listen to it anywhere in the world. It is How to Stop Sabotaging Yourself. And so, again, that's a free teleclass. You can get the information on the website. And we are starting the gathering, and the gathering is very popular. And, again, the wonderful thing about the gathering and the free teleclass is you can listen to it anywhere in the world. And that's the same with the free mini live streams live. You can listen from the comfort of your own home and your jammies if you want to. And they are very, very popular. You can get all the information on the website, www.carrieoconnor.com, or sign up for the free newsletter, carrieoconnor.com. And we will give you, you'll get all the information and be in the now as far as what is happening. So those are things I didn't mention before. And now why don't we go to those phone lines, Benny?
Sounds like a plan there. And we'll head off we'll go down south a little ways. We'll hit up Debbie. She's calling in from Salisbury, North Carolina. Love the accent, Debbie. Don't ever lose that. And if you go somewhere else, just keep it with you. Don't lose it. Seriously, I'm a sucker for it. She had a question about her marriage, that it's possibly, well, it could be ending soon. It's kind of on the edge here. Let's see if we can help Debbie out. Debbie, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi Debbie. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. So what's your husband's first name?
Right. Well, his first name is Teddy.
I'm sorry, honey. I can't hear you.
His first name or the name that he goes
by? His first name.
His first name is Teddy.
Teddy?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And, Debbie, the first thing I'm seeing, I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you. So can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. All right. Because first thing, actually, I'm seeing a father coming in over your husband's side. And so that's father, godfather, somebody like a father to him. And I'm also seeing a paternal grandfather come in. And I'm also hearing have an axe to grind. So they're showing me like they're coming in here with axes, and the axe looks very sharp. And so there's a part of a generational pattern that your husband comes in here feeling on that male side that they have, like, again, an axe to grind, that they could feel like life gave them a raw deal, and that, like, why do bad things happen to good people? And that is in their generations. So they come in here, again, like sensing, like a sense of that the world could be against them. And so there's a part of that axe energy is where they can cut people off very quick to the knees. They also come up with defense mechanisms of protecting their heart. I see that you come in here as you can see through that defense mechanisms. We all have defense mechanisms that we come up with to protect ourselves. And usually these patterns are well written into our energy field by the time we're 3 to 4 years old. And so there's a part of that, part of your essence. You can see beyond, again, his defense mechanisms. And there's a part that part of the relationship was for you two were to bridge him over so he could put down those that symbolic axe, that he doesn't have to, again, because the biggest thing that who he's chopping the most at the knees is himself, because whatever we put out there comes back to ourselves. It's a comes around, goes around thing. So we can't put energy out there that does not come whipping back around us. And so I'm also seeing the number 555. And so over the last 5 years, last 5 months, including the month of May, and the number 5 is also about the numbers of lots of change, a lot of change happening. So even reviewing the last 5 years, last 5 months within you guys in May and particular of 209. This is the year of endings, asking for endings to be able to allow new beginnings. And so when people are stuck, when one partner is, or it doesn't even have to be a partnership, but we're talking about partnership right here, is cemented into a certain idea and does not want to go up to that next level, when is a time to like take the axe and kind of chop the relationship? And so I'm seeing, again, axes kind of flying all over, but I'm also seeing you doing like this infinity eight. I'm seeing a maternal great-grandmother coming in, and she also brings in what I call the blue ladies, the Marys. And so those ladies come in with, think of like a divine peace, and they're handing you actually a white rose, which is all about transmuting the energy. And also pink is about forgiveness, and they also are putting it into the heart. So part of the relationship on your side, so he's got his generational patterns as far as, again, feeling like this blade of cutting his nose at night to spite his face, or having, again, himself getting, like life is hard and chops him down. There's a part of the relationship brought to you, the karmic thing of being able to speak up, to stand in your core, to be able to care about yourself as much as you care for other people. And so then when I look at the energy, there's a part where you guys gave gifts to each other. And again, he allowed you to give opportunities for you to speak up and stand in your core, to balance your giving and receiving part of your energy, because you're much more of a giver than a receiver. And so this is a time for you to take in universal energy, to again, assess the situation and see, is it done and over with. I'm also seeing symbolically you guys way on separate sides of a, think of a house or like a battlefield is what they're actually showing me. And And it looks like those typical old movies where the people turn around and it's like 1, 2, 3, shoot, and then the people turn around. And so you're already energetically showing me that there's a split and divide. And again, when I'm seeing something symbolically on the battlefield, they're showing me that there's already a lot of that energy. And this is not something new. This has been going on for a while. And so the biggest thing, again, what I'm seeing, Debbie, you're very empathic. You're feeling the energy shifts that are happening right now. And what, think of the collective consciousness in our higher self essence is saying for us, it's like they're giving us pea shooters into our unconscious and saying, change, shift, and be able to, wherever we feel blocked, we got to shift ourselves. The only thing we can change is ourself, and so that's the only thing. And when we start changing ourselves and stepping into our empowerment, then our outside circumstances start changing and shifting. And then it becomes crystal clear, is this relationship, can it go up to that next level, or is it at a part where it needs to be closed off? And the biggest thing that you can do is shift yourself, step up to that next level, regardless of wherever he's doing, because you're going to see crystal clear as far as what, if he's able to come up to that next level. And also I'm seeing, especially from now to from January to March in particular, I'm seeing a magnifying glass over going over the marriage in particular. Is there a part where I see him with earmuffs on that looks like something that you put on your ears for if there's loud blasting around. Is he ignoring any of or not talking about stuff that's going on?
Yes, he never talks about anything. He refuses to talk about anything.
I can't hear you. Benny, can
he just acts like it doesn't happen.
Excuse me?
He just, when something happens or an argument comes up, he just pretends like it never happened and goes on with life.
Okay, yeah. Usually my symbol is earmuffs, which means blocking out, but when I see those apparatuses that you put on for loud blasting, that's even a stronger symbolic language of ignoring, especially the symbolic language of seeing buildings getting broken down and seeing like something, again, major construction going around and then acting like nothing's going around. But what's interesting is paradoxically his body is showing me that he's on a battleground. So I'm reading his energy patterns here. I'm not pulling this out of the air. This is what you guys are showing me as far as the energy battle, as far as the energy patterns. And so there's a part, it's like not talking about the white elephant that's right in the room, because there's a part where he shows me, not only is it a battlefield, but it's old-fashioned battlefield. So when I see that, that shows me karmic patterns. You guys have had many incarnations together, have been where you has been on the same side of the fence, but also on the opposite side of the fence. And so when we have had those kind of really karmic marriages, it's like, how can we look at this and are we able to flip it around? And so then I see the great-grandmother in particular putting this mirror in front of you, and again, it's this blue energy is all about, think of it's the divine feminine energy. It's the coolness that burns out the fires, and especially think of the fires as when anger or when things can be out of control, and then that fire then is able to be passion instead of fire that burns us out. And so, and they're putting this beautiful compact mirror in front of you, and it's all ornate, and so part of that is about self-esteem, self-worth, you looking at yourself and kind of taking him aside and really, and the blue is about the throat chakra too, ability to speak up and connect from your head to your heart, take in that blue energy within yourself, especially the first 3 months of the marriage, and be able to clearly speak and bring the information out to the forefront, as far as like bring it out to him and say, this is what I'm feeling, this is what I'm thinking, and this is what, again, use all the I words. And there's a part that I see that he starts lifting off, especially when it comes to the first month of February. I see him making a shift toward removing that earmuff thing, because he knows that there's something about your energy that's different this time. If you guys talked about it in the past, there's a part where you're energetically going to be posturing yourself different. So he knows that he's got to move this earmuff and start listening to you different and taking action, because you're going to feel different, meaning that you're drawing an energetic line saying, if you can't meet me up at this new level and take in the energies of newness and new beginnings and really work on like a clean slate, then I can't stay where I see you running up and down the stairs with chaotic energy. And so you're doing it for yourself, and actually on the highest level, you're doing it for him and for everybody, because we're all connected. So when one person stands in that empowerment posture, it literally ripples out to everybody else. A lot of people don't get that, especially if they are holding patterns of separation. But the more you adapt that into your life, Debbie, the more you're going to be able to, it's going to be crystal clear whether he's going to stay in that chaotic posture, especially from now till March, or if he's going to be able to lose his story, lose the history, and be able to work with the tools that he's come in here with, and instead of kind of like where I see that he uses them to hurt himself a lot, as far as symbolically cut his, I keep on hearing cutting your nose off despite the face and chopping his own like legs off, and so that's where self sabotage behavior comes in, and then it continually makes him the victim or feeling like the why do bad things happen to good people, and that's part of a story, but that's not who he is. We are all much more than our stories, and our stories are, hold us back. So you're at the point of saying, I don't want my his or her story to hold me back anymore, and that's where I see the divine blue energy coming in, and especially the last 5 years, Debbie, and also I go back to even with you at 5 years old, and so this is a pattern that's coming up to help you retain your empowerment, and so again, bring stuff up to the forefront. When it gets into the next couple of months, it's going to be crystal clear whether he's going to be able to stay up to that level, and if he chooses not to stay up that level, it's the ending of a cycle to allow new beginnings, and I feel like I'm confirming this for you, and really step into being able to use your voice chakra, okay, and call in your angels and guides, and Archangel Gabrielle in particular, she's very good with as far as communication and opening up communication, okay?
Okay.
Very good.
All right.
Have a
Thank
wonderful new year. I know you're stepping into an empowerment place, and that's going to be a wonderful place for you. All righty?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye-bye. We're going to another break, and we'll be back with open phone lines. You listen to The Gary O'Connor Show.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Did you know that children should not carry more than 10 to 15% of their body weight in backpacks? This is Dr. Bonnie Verhunts to share some information about backpack safety. The longer a child wears a heavy backpack incorrectly, the longer it takes for a curvature or deformity of the spine to correct itself. That's why it's important that children who are carrying heavy backpacks throughout the year are under regular chiropractic care. They will be better able to deal with the physical stressors being put on their small bodies, and they will be able to enjoy the healthy benefits of a properly functioning nervous system. For more information on backpack safety and how to keep your child healthy throughout the school year, visit vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521 and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, on the Dr. Pat Show the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate No. 9. Chocolate No. 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. No. 9 contains no refined sugar. No. 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate No. 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, here with you to the top of the hour. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
Will do, will do. And Happy New Year to you as well, because I know I only talk to you about once a week. So
yeah.
Big plans for the old New Year's?
Oh, I'm going to be having a wonderful evening with Bill's. Yeah, I'm having a little gathering with my friend.
Oh, very cool. You get all wild and crazy, or you just keep it low-key this year?
My wild and crazy days are much different.
You know, I kind of highly doubt that with you. I think you're a party animal. But besides that, we'll head off to Mary from Kent. She's calling in. She wants to know if she's going to be moving soon. So, Mary, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Benny. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Thank you.
So you're wondering about moving?
Well, we've been thinking we were moving for a couple of years now, and we don't know if it's going to be close to where we are or farther.
Closer to where you are or farther?
Yeah. Is it going to be nearby, or is it going to be farther away from where we are?
Okay.
We fell in love with our home yesterday when we worked outside in the yard, and we said, why are we doing this?
Okay. Well, interesting, because you know what, Mary? That just gives a perfect description as far as why I'm seeing the energy. A lot of times when people are making a move, when we understand everything is energy, including the house is our energy, and we are constantly communicating our energy and our feelings and our deeper feelings and our unconscious feelings, are constantly pumping out of us. They're radiating out of us with every thought, word, and deed, 4 trillionths of a second out of our whole energy field. And so when we understand that, and then we have some sort of mixed emotions, or just like what you said, when you're working on the yard yesterday, then you're looking at it saying, what the heck are we doing? So in a lot of process, and especially when you think about moving, is not just like getting a new shirt or new hairdo, and that could be a big move, or painting a room. Moving, you're literally uprooting your roots, and you're going somewhere else. And even if it's high hopes, high expectations, good move, smooth move, it's still a process that people want to look at energetically. And when they do, then it makes it like so much more easier. And so when I'm looking at taking you and your husband and looking at the whole energetic grid, I see it tilting toward the right side. So what does that mean? It's like a plant that wasn't quite ready. The roots on the left side were overgrowing the pot. That means to me they were looking for new land to go. But the right side, which means the right now, how it's happening right now, energy that's getting put out to the world, looks firmly into the pot. So there was some sort of energetic thing that had to do with both of the energies, that had to do with timing, perfect timing, good timing, all of that kind of deal. And so now that I'm looking at the pot, especially when over the next, even from now to February, even the next 2 days, next 2 weeks, I'm seeing 222 as far as the father figure is coming in and saying that it's on your side. He's calling yourself a father. I'm also seeing the name Bob, Robert. And he also wants to recognize twos and fours. So think about from February to the month of April in particular is a big shifting period. I'm looking at the twos over you, the fours over your husband's side. So look at yourself as what's been going on in the last 2 years, the last 4 years with your husband. Putting that all together, what do all those numbers mean? I'm seeing that energetically, when it comes down to even the house, I'm seeing half of it was ready to go and look for a new place, and then half of it was rooted and stay in comfortable in its pot. And so think of over the next 2 days, next 2 weeks, there's a part where the energy is starting to meld. And so that's a good thing, meaning ready to take a step forward, because then all of a sudden I see a plant that it looks much more balanced. And so think of that energetically takes any kind of fog that's over the house that would make it, in the past, it literally can stop people from selling their house or having to step forward. When I look at the place of where to go, I'm seeing it doesn't look very far away from where you are right now. It's closer to home than you could think it ever thought it was. And actually, I just heard somebody say a stone's throw away, but I don't see you literally taking a stone and throwing it and hitting a house. But closer than you thought it was going to be in around the scenario. It also seems that I'm seeing January, and when I'm seeing a paper and or internet. And so that means to me that it literally could be an opening that happened in January. That's the right foot. It's a fit. It's a perfect fit. When I see a symbol of a slipper, it sounds like an odd symbol, but it's my symbolic language of a right foot for both of you, for everybody. So for you, for your partner, and for everybody concerned, and it seems like your foot slips right into it. So it had to do with timing as far as divine timing, your own timing, your partner's timing, and so now it's a perfect time, and this is even the year of all about new beginnings with mastery, inclusive, good timing. The plant, the soil is just perfect, and again, when you look at everything energetically, everything makes sense, and so look at the stuff around you, and again, it feels much closer than farther away, a stone's throw, but that also have seemed to have changed because of the energy of it. Just think of absolutely loving a place, and then just realizing it's the energy of the place versus where you are. We are wherever we are, our home is, you know what I mean? It's like our home is where our heart is, and so when we really feel that down to our bones, then we feel happy wherever we physically are. So it looks closer than, again, further away. And this seems right under coming up as far as January. So that's good. All righty.
Well, thank you. And you're happy welcome. New Year, Carrie.
Yeah, you All have right. a great New Year, too.
Indeed. Thank you again.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks very much, Mary, for calling in. And it leaves another line open at 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819 for the Carrie O'Connor Show. And we'll head off to Seattle. We have Constance standing by. She hasn't been in a relationship for about a year. She's looking for some new love. So, Constance, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Thank you, Benny.
Hi, Constance. How are you?
I'm doing well, Carrie. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. So you're no relationship for the last year?
Yeah, it's been about a year and a half. I got out of a long-term relationship, and I feel ready to meet someone new. So I wondered if there were any prospects on the horizon.
Okay. Yes, indeed. And actually, think of the last year and a half, because when you said the long-term, was it a 12-year relationship?
It was almost 8 years.
Okay. All right, because I'm seeing 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12. So, when I see that number, pay attention to seeing that number, 12, 12, and especially master numbers, 10, 10, 11, 11, 12, 12. And even go back to 4 years before the relationship, because there's a significance of a 12-year process that you're starting right now and beginning this year, as far as, and actually you started it in December, the month of 12. And so what does all of that mean? That means that the next relationship is what you're going into. The healing of the last relationship was all about a you complete me relationship, and what you're stepping into is a you complement me relationship. And that's wonderful, because in 208, our unconscious, the collective consciousness got like this download of seek, go for, you complement me relationships, which are much different than you complete me. You complete me has an underlying pattern or theme of that we come in incomplete, which is not the truth. We all are whole, and the more we understand that we are all whole, that we are not complete, the more that we seek, and then it's like we graduate in what we want in a relationship, and then we all come in here with a pattern and generations of a pattern of a sense of you complete me relationships. And so this is where 208 had this whole big awakening of looking for you complement me patterns. And so think of it's a perfect time for you to go into your healing process. And then I'm seeing, especially since December, the 12-12, as far as you really stepping into that mastery, looking for the divine complement relationship. And then I also see the first, actually it's interesting because I see from January to April, middle of April, from, I feel four and a half, five, a lot of skirting around. I see you on ice skates. Whenever I see that symbol, that means to me a lot of movement in the dating department. And but I look at the flow, and the flow is even. It has symmetry, and it also I like when I see a lot of infinity eights. So that means that's good. So think of symbolically, your left side of your energy field had kind of a talk to the hand or a stop sign in front of it, which you were processing things in the past. The right side had a blinking yellow light, and so that was like, do not enter, I'm under construction, that kind of deal. Now you're letting through your heart signature, you're radiating out this green light mixed with this like crystal energy, which is a good thing, meaning that you're putting out the energy of people that are holding that kind of signature, meaning the compliment kind of energy, that they will be drawn to you. So it's kind of like an automatic dating system for you, meaning that people that are going to be attracted to you, those that are doing that, looking for the you complete me relationships are not going to be interested, and those that are in the complement form and radiating that same frequency, they are going to be drawn to you. So that is good. That is an excellent thing. And again, we're looking into the first couple of months, into the first 4 months, that I'm seeing by the time things happen very fast by before April. Does that mean that you can't meet somebody in February? Absolutely not. But when I'm looking at you in April and May, all of a sudden the skating part I'm seeing you wear different shoes, and then there's like these comfortable shoes. So that means to me entering into a serious relationship. And the shoes are very symbolic of foundational energy. And I look to see if the shoes are dressed right, or are you wobbly in the shoes? All these different kind of things. And you're not. You flip right into it. So think of this again as a time where actually I'm hearing torn between two lovers, but it doesn't really seem torn. It's kind of like the feeling of having fun of dating two guys, and just like you like one thing of one guy, is one thing of the other guy, and then I see this other person coming in. So that's hence the roller skates over the next couple of months. But again, when it gets into April and May, I see somebody coming in that has the qualities of what you liked about with the one guy, the other guy, and he seems to come in. Actually, it's interesting. It's like when you least expect it, or where you least expect it. I keep on seeing that actor that has blonde hair. He's really, really cute. He's one of my favorite guys. He's older now. What the heck? Then he's not Paul Newman. He was one of those Sundance kids. There was Paul Newman and the other kid that had Robert Redford, for crying out loud. And so there's some sort of Robert Redford thing around him, and literally his name could be Robert and or Redford, have that kind of deal. But he comes walking smack in the thing. There has to be some joke with Sundance kid. There could be a thing about that he was friends with a Paul and that they danced up as the Sundance kids. That's all behind him in his history, and he comes in very fun, very light, and he has a very sparkly smile, but there's a real gentle soul there. So absolutely good for you, and it's great for you that you worked on healing, so you're not bringing other issues from the past, and that's wonderful for you. And I see a grandmother stamp of long overdue that you have worked on your stuff to enter into that divine compliment relationship. So pat yourself on the back there. Good for you.
Oh, great.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Excuse me.
Thank you, Carrie.
You're welcome, and you have a wonderful new year.
Thank you.
Okay, hon. And we'll go to our last break of the day, and we will be back answering your questions. You're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show.
Did you know green is no longer just a color? It's a call to action to go green. The Perf Go Green Hour is all about building community through radio. Powerful conversations about solutions to ensure healthy environments and vibrant communities. We'll talk about practical solutions and how people all over the world are changing their individual behaviors to contribute to the solution. And this radio show encourages action and commitment. Join us for a transformative hour of radio with Perf Go Green. Visit perfgogreen.com. Green by choice.
Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again? Would you like to learn how to take the weight off once and for all? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help thousands of clients reach their goals and stay there. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That's 888-311-7157.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Carrie O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Carrie can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's The Carrie O'Connor Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern,
on the Dr. Pat Show.
With the changing economy, how will you take care of your health without breaking the bank or adding more hassle to your already busy life? Best-selling author Kat James' Transformation Orientation Teleseminars could be the free ticket you're looking for. During these free evening phone sessions, Kat will answer your inside-out health or beauty question live and present the principles of her acclaimed Total Transformation programs and best-selling book, The Truth About Beauty. Find out if Kat's renowned approach could transform your looks and life as you enjoy the call from the comfort of your home. With zero investment or obligation, you'll hear Kat tell her incredible story of transformation live, as well as other inspiring success stories. Get the latest news and recipes and lifestyle strategies. Enjoy exclusive discounts on Kat's programs. You'll even have a chance to win an 8-week full curriculum teleprogram valued at $600. Visit www.thekatjamesshow.com to register for Kat's free transformation orientation teleseminar today.
Welcome back to the Kara O'Connor Show on KKNW, and we'll be here to the top of the hour. And Benny, why don't we take some more phone calls?
We will do, and I think we got time for about one more. We'll see how long we can keep Maria on. She's calling in from Marysville. She's she recently broke up with a gentleman, and they want to break off the relationship, or at least completely. She thinks, you know, he's kind of using the whole relationship as leverage because he's still in the picture. So let's see if we can help Maria out. Welcome to the show, Maria. Hope I did an okay job describing
that. Yes, thank you.
But, you know.
Hi, Carrie. I hope you can help me work this through.
Okay, so what's going on?
Well, I broke off the relationship pretty much in the spring and finalized it in August. And it seems like he doesn't want to break it off. I mean, he's just not available for me on an emotional level, and I just couldn't handle that after 7 years. But it seems like he seems to know my weaknesses and tries to play off of that. And I just got a sense of his trying to take my energy in that way by a conversation we had the other day. And I don't want to be mean. I don't want to have bad feelings, but I'm just wondering how to handle this. Should I just completely break it off, have no further contact, or what, you know?
Well, you know, Maria, when I'm looking at your energy field, when I go to the back of the right side, it's almost like along the bra strap line. I see all these cords that go to his energy field, that he's standing on the right side of your energy field, and with 2 feet off of it. And it's like, so what does all that mean? And he also goes almost to like the 45 degree in front of you. So first of all, that's blocking. Think of symbolically, when I read energy, I go to the front part, I split it in half. The left side is the relationship to the past, the feminine energy. The right side is male relationships, and also the energy we put out to the world. So there's a part of him that in that 45 degree angle, he's blocking in any new energy to come into your life, and not to jump from one thing to another, because I don't think you should, especially after a 7-year relationship. It's like being able to, it's like he's blocking the sun. Think of the sun represents, when I'm looking at your foundational energy right now, there's a lot of wetness. It needs to have more sun. So think of that means your own foundation, your own empowerment. And so there's a part where when I follow the tubes, he's going right to your heart strings, you know, and pulling it. And partners know our buttons more than anybody else. And so, but the thing that is, what I'm looking at is the cords that go back and forth, meaning consciously, unconsciously, pulling the strings, pulling the buttons, and so on. When somebody does that, we have two choices. Either put him, think of instead of having him where he's not standing energetically right in front of you and symbolically looking right in your eyes, I mean energetically looking right in your eyes, that means being up front, laying things on the table, being energetically honest. When somebody's kind of off to the side, it is consciously or unconsciously energetic, like vampire energy, like draining your energy cards, right? I feel like I'm confirming this for you versus giving you new energy, I mean new information. But one thing we want to that everyone should know is that those dreams are as real can be. They drain us. It makes us have to have coffee in the afternoon or whatever. And with the new energies that are coming down or as we are evolving, I should say, the energy frequencies, the lighter and lighter we become, the more sensitive we are to these dreams. And so pay attention to when anyone drains us or any situation drains us, because it is literally draining us, and people will go for our cords, meaning our back, our heartstrings. So the biggest thing we could do is to look at ourselves and say, okay, what is my theme? Do I come in here and you have a very similar theme of a natural teacher, helper, healer, where you see the divinity in the person, you see the divineness, you see their, you want to help them and all that stuff. But it's like there's times when we have to step back. It's like knowing that that is part of our essence. Yes, we are all part of God's source, and that is part of a given thing. But stepping back means that if they're not holding it in their heart, or if they don't see that in their heart, and that's part of their journey, it's part of all of our journey, is to own that, understand that, and to free ourselves with that, then we stand in much more empowered posture. So there's a part of the relationship that was gift-giving, meaning that you both had gifts to give each other, and so then there's a time of going up to the next level, and when I'm looking at the next level, that he's his whole left side of his energy is closed off, and so that's why he's not able to give, you know what I mean, to be emotional, respond, giving to you. I even see his foot in a symbolic well, and it feels like his left energy goes way down, so that means really cemented into the well. So it's like a defense mechanism, not like, it's absolutely a defense mechanism he came up with when he was younger. So that well, in the child's mind, thinks it protects him, but it actually blocks him in his own emotional stuff. So he puts women on the left side to support him and or to filter off the pain that he feels that comes from the left side. I also see that this is really has to do with deep, dark emotional stuff, really subconscious patterns either. So some part of him is not aware of how deep he goes or how draining he could be, but energetically, when I'm putting him symbolically in front of you, he puts himself off to the side, meaning that there's a part of him that, again, doesn't want to look head-to-head to you. Think of the eyes of the windows of the soul, and when I put him in front of you, his eyes look down on the ground, meaning that I can't match her vibration. I can't look at her in the eyes. And again, the eyes of the window of the soul, meaning that, think of it as simple, the analogy of light bulbs. He's 100 watts, you're 1,000 watts, he can't match that 1,000 watts. Does not mean that you're better than anybody. It's not like a hierarchical better contest. It's all about frequency and energy. So there's a part of him that is like his, the relationship came here for him to realize that he's a 1,000-watt light bulb too, and that he's a 1,000-watt lights, and that he's a piece of divinity, but he's got to turn on that light himself, or to take in that energy himself, and that he's closed that off. So the biggest part of your responsibility is saying, okay, I know that he's draining me. I know he's going back to my back cores and pushing the buttons, and can I there's different therapy or sessions. I was just saying this to another friend of mine, that when they were talking about a therapist, they were saying, as far as when people break up, can you talk to each other, or is there times that not talk to each other? And there's and she was saying that there's this whole gestalt therapy that says when somebody just breaks up, that they should give a breathing time where they don't talk to each other for the first at least 6 months, and then have like a date that they could talk to each other within that 6 months. So they both have grounding period or re-entering period, as far as you're learning how to stand energetically on your own and really to get used to yourself besides this person, especially in a 7.5-year relationship. So it's a healing process. And so even if being able to, because when I said that to his energy, he did not like anything like in the things of not being able to see or talk to you for 6 months. So even if it's like, hey, we're taking a 3-month break, I need a breather, you need a breather, let's take this time right now for us to get to work on ourselves, whatever you can say to get it across from him that you are clearing the ending the relationship, because right now he thinks that you're very much in the patty cake game. So think of two people playing patty cake, and so he there's a part of him, and even if it's the part of his wounded child that he doesn't want to face, that you're saying no more patty cake, you know, there's just being able to say to him, let's just take a break. Let's look at this as far as healing period, cooling off period. Even think of it, again, as an analogy of a pot, a plant, that you guys are learning to get yourself rooted into different soil as Maria and him as himself, and that as energetic individual individuals, as when in the past was a relationship. So you're giving yourself breathing room, or even simply think of it as a dressing room. You're in your own dressing room trying on different things. He's in his own dressing room, so he can stretch with this, he can play with this, and he can heal with this. And so bringing it as to him as long as, like, in an empowered posture. And if he's not able to hear that, because I see him putting his head down, putting his hands to his ears, and kind of like a three-year-old saying, no, 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 I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. You can't make me. Almost like a tantrum. There's a part that is, it's like I call it a deal breaker, in a sense of knowing that when we know that we're all connected and that we are, nothing can separate us, even death doesn't separate us, that we are all part of the whole, then it gives us an ability to say, you know what, okay, I know I might not be physically seeing him right now, but I know in the highest form that we are all connected, nothing can separate us right now, so I'm going with that. I'm going to, again, heal myself, work on healing myself, and right now where he's standing, it's energetically, he's causing a lot of static with you trying to, in your own dressing room, so imagine hearing his music when you're trying to be in your own dressing room, starting to hear your own tune, your own, again, getting back in the rhythm of your own unique heart signature, and that static is, again, interfering with it. And so, again, it doesn't have to make anybody bad. It doesn't have to make anybody wrong. It's all about wanting to do an empowering posture. If you could speak to him in that way, and then if he does the posture of no, you can't, then he's just showing how much that it's not an empowering posture. Doing the best thing for both of you, and also encouraging him, not giving him false hope, but just letting him know that when you're in your own dressing room, he's in his own dressing room, then the people that come out of those symbolic dressing rooms, it's like you're on a new page. It's like new signatures where people aren't draining each other, because there is a part that we do it all the time. We cord each other. We it's like cords that are attached to each other. We do vampire energy with each other. And so the more we realize that, and the more we say, wait a minute, I got to pull my own energy in and realize that every single thought, word, and deed, I'm directing energy out. So this is about me clearing off any cords that I could be doing consciously or unconsciously, and also decording myself where somebody could be cording me. That's yourself in your own dressing room. You'll recognize yourself having more energy, getting back into listening to your own tune, hearing your own self, and again, that's where you'll find yourself thriving and noticing how much you've been drained, not only by him, but in other circumstances too, because I see a lot of relationships work and all that kind of stuff. So